trying to put that out of my mind. And I went there really with doubles on my mind, so singles was the ultimate goal for me.
Is there a difference in playing in the Olympics and playing in a tournament like this?
Well, yeah, the Olympics, you're playing really for your country, you're representing USA, you're rooting really, really hard for everyone that that's American, you know, whether it's in your sport or whether it's, you know, other sports. So it's a great team camaraderie feeling, and it's I love it.
So many aces at Wimbledon and then only dropping 14 games at the Olympics, I'd have to think that you and Venus would have really liked it when three of the four majors were playing on grass.
No, that's not necessarily true. I've done pretty well on hard. Actually, hard is my favorite surface, so we're now entering my realm, which I've had a lot of success on. I actually never really liked grass, really, until, I don't know, it's never been my favorite surface, but now I like it, but I love hard courts.
Is it always disappointing that with all the Olympic stuff that you always have to come back to this grind of the regular tournaments, you didn't get to have the fun rest of the last week or so, do the closing ceremonies and all that?
It wasn't disappointing at all. Like, I mean, I knew I had a tough summer coming up, and I knew that I put this ahead. I was like, okay, Serena, you want to play the Roland Garros, which I actually didn't play this year. But, you know, you're going to play some clay court tournaments and then take Roland Garros off. Then you play Wimbledon and, you know, Stanford, you'd have a really big summer in the Olympics. And I knew going into it, it wasn't going to be easy, but I knew that I wanted to do well, and I'm just going to try to.
You know, a few weeks back at the Bank of the West, you were worried about your schedule coming into the summer, but you pretty much nailed it. Did you expect
so
to
far,
kind of
so
beat
good.
As perfectly as you did at the Olympics?
Well, no, I didn't expect that at all, but we're still in the heart of it. We're like, that was actually the heart of it. Now we're getting towards the end. We have this great time in Cincinnati, and then we have U.S. Open, which is the final Grand Slam of the year, and everyone wants to do well there and prove themselves there. So, you know, it's the final two tournaments.
Serena, you talked about the team atmosphere of the Olympics. I know Venus had mentioned before about adding to the medal count for the U.S. Do you take any personal pride in the U.S.
Absolutely.
Winning the medal count?
Absolutely. When I didn't see the final medal, but at one point we were behind China, and then when I got my gold, I was like, yes, you know, this totally helps. I mean, I have added a medal to that medal count, too. So I was really proud of that, and I wanted that gold, you know, because we want to, the Americans wanted to have the most gold. So, oh my God, it was a great Olympics. I'm devastated that it's over, but
Now that you have the career golden slam, is there anything left next for you that you still have, you know, missing, quote-unquote? Do you want to play more mixed to get all the mixed slams or anything?
I have two left out on that, but it's hard because every time I want to play mixed, and I end up playing doubles, and always it's too hard for me to play all three, so we'll see. I still have plenty of time to try to do that, but that would be really awesome to complete that, but mixed is hard.
So. How much do you think the Olympics and you winning the gold in the Olympics helps maybe raise the interest level in tennis overall and for a tournament like this here in the Midwest, in Cincinnati?
I think hopefully it helps it a lot because having players like me here, and I know Roger's here, and Agnieszka is here, she got to the finals of Wimbledon, and, you know, we have a really, really good field here, so it's, you know, and all of us did really well at the Olympics, so it's good, you know, it's good to see right after such a big event to have all these top players come to the Midwest and to Cincinnati and, you know, be dedicated to show up, and I think it's awesome.
Serena, does every new thing that you check off your list, like the gold medal and singles, make it a little bit harder for you to have a lot of motivation to keep doing those types of big things?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, you know, I guess you can say I checked it off my list. It was on there, but it wasn't, like, top priority because, for me, gold is gold. But, you know, it's definitely great to get that off the list. But for me, like, I just want to keep playing well and doing the best that I can.